Hello and welcome to the Football Hour Extra Time with me, Alex Mearns, where I'll be reviewing the Leeds vs Brentford match from last night. It ended up with a boring 1-1 draw. I am a Leeds United fan, so I'm allowed to rip them to shreds. Steve Evans said he started off the game with the wrong formation. That's why Brentford had the majority of the first half. Well, Steve, why you keep saying after matches that, I thought we were better in the second half. We moved back to the playing two up front, which seems to be doing a lot better. Well, if you know that that's our formation, which is going to do the best for the team, why don't you play it from the beginning, mate? You started Chris Wood and Dakara out wide, and after 19 minutes, Chris Wood had to come off with a hamstring injury, which was the same injury which kept him out of the team for the last month since the Derby game, which we drew, was it 2-2? Play two up front from the start, Steve. I remember when Steve Evans came in, when his managerial press conference, when he was just being appointed, and he was talking about Uwe Rosler and how Leeds United should be playing attacking football. They need to have two up front. Leeds need to be winning more games at home. And he said he was going to bring that football. Well, I've seen we're not losing many games. We've lost 5 out of the 19 games Steve Evans has been involved in. But we have had an awful lot of draws to go with this unbeaten runs that we're on. And sometimes it's better to lose a game and then win the next one than just draw two. I think he shows other sides in the Championship a lot more respect. We're Leeds United. Go for the win from the start. Make sure that the opposition team is the one scared about us, not waiting for them to score like we normally do and then try and start from there. But if we're going to talk about letting teams score, wow. Our two centre-halves, Belushi and Liam Cooper, I'm gonna let one off. And it's not because he's the captain, but it's because I properly rate Liam Cooper. I am going to rip in to that Italian Belushi, who is absolutely awful. He's a circus clown. He should not be anywhere near our team. People were saying that on Saturday that he was one of the best players. I've watched the highlights on Saturday versus Bristol, and he was all over the place for the chances Bristol had. He's constantly trying to grab the shirt of the striker or get his body in the way. And when he does give a foul, all he does is pick the ball up and shout at the ref. Mate, concentrate on your own game. Seriously, concentrate on your own game. The geezer who scored last night for Brentford ran 40 yards towards our goal as Liam Cooper and Belushi are backing up and backing up and backing up and backing up. They might as well be sat in the far stand. They backed up that much. So, Steve Evans said that in the second half he changed things around. He put two up front, Dakara and Antonucci. Lewis Cutt dropped back into the midfield. And Carriol came on. And I thought his goal was really, really good. He got a lot of whippage on it. He caught the keeper by surprise because he wasn't looking at the goal. And it was a really good bend on it. He scored two good goals now. But I think it's time for him to get involved with the game a little bit more. I know that might sound stupid because he scored our equaliser, but, you know, pick the ball up, run at the defenders, make them scared a little bit. Because we've got Stuart Dallas on one side and Carriol on the other. That is some pace there. And they're not afraid to get back and defend. They both shoot. I just think that might be a problem with Leeds United. There's a lot of kind of nice play, but there's not a lot of penetration. Stuart Dallas, I think, he needs to run at the defender and have a shot a bit more. He hasn't got that many goals this season. He's got about three or four. Carriol's come in and kind of got half the amount of goals as Stuart Dallas has. And Stuart Dallas has played basically every single game this season. But we are away at Bolton in the FA Cup this Saturday, and I am one of them football fans. When the FA Cup weekends come round, I get so excited. I cannot wait for this game. Leeds are apparently going to take near to 7,000 fans to Bolton. And their form, Bolton, has picked up recently. So I think it might be a good game. I'm sure Chris Wood won't be starting if he kind of got a hamstring pull yesterday. But hopefully Alex Mowat can get back. I heard his injury was a bruise. Come on, mate. You can carry on. You're playing for Leeds United. You can get out on the pitch and play with the bruise, I think. But I've been Alex Mearns. Fingers crossed I'll be doing a post-match review of the Leeds vs Bolton game with a massive smile on my face. Not that you see it, but you'll hear it in my voice. Thank you for listening to the Football Hour Extra Time. As I've always said, you can follow us on Twitter. It's at the Football Hour. And you listen to us via our Audioboom account. Thank you very much.